It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. I almost said dog days of podcasting again, dang it. So, weather. Let's get back to my other favorite topic, weather. As of last night, they were saying that this area, or really close to it, was going to be in moderate risk for severe weather. Including hail and damaging winds and a chance of a tornado. This morning, they put me dead center of that same area. I was like, okay, well, this is cool. Get some excitement going today. So I cranked up my weather app on my computer at work all day. Kind of sort of half monitor it like I usually do. You know, look to see if there's anything major. Of course, the Twin Cities National Weather Service is doing maintenance on their radar. So that means that that you can't use a radar site. So I had to use Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Which is fine. Negative to it is that their radar coverage is approximately 16,000 feet above us. So I was like, well, whatever. Come on, brain. So that's one negative to when you have severe weather is your radar beam is way too high. But I take it in with stride and just do it. Lost my track here. Come on, brain. Okay. So anyway, back to the story. So I'm monitoring it a little bit, and last night I did look at the weather, and I always like to try and see what the National Weather Service sees, because how else are you going to learn? If they say there's going to be storms in the area, you look at the storm models, and you see, oh, awesome, I see blah, 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 this makes sense. Well, this summer has kind of sucked, because they say something like that, and then I turn around and I look at the models, and I'm like, I'm not seeing what they're seeing. When I was looking, I seen a bunch of models that were showing storms, basically in Iowa. Let's just call it what it is. So I was like, well, that's weird, but whatever. They're the experts. They know what they're doing. Because, you know, who am I to question the National Weather Service? They're the experts. They do this stuff for a living. They are scientists. They know all the different mathematical formulas that they need to learn in order to do these predictions. So it's like, you know, whatever. Everything I'm seeing is saying Iowa, but could be wrong. And on top of that, I usually look at the Storm Track Discord and see kind of what they're talking about. And they were saying, oh yeah, it looks pretty good for, I'm not sure, I didn't really look to see where they were pointing, but they're saying, oh yeah, it looks pretty good, like good conditions. And so they're, oh, awesome. Hey, that'd be awesome. But then, like I said, I was looking, like, I don't know what they're seeing, but, you know, and I was tired last night, or I was, tired's not the right word. I was distracted by multiple things last night, so I did not ask questions like I probably should have at the time, but, so, fast forward to this morning, like I said, we're dead center. Like, oh, this is awesome. Get some good action going, a little bit of couch chasing again. Maybe listen to the radio and listen to some people. listen to some people chasing, so on. Fast forward even further to, was it mid-morning? No, early afternoon. And I'm the type of person, I get notified of every tweet from our local National Weather Service, Twin Cities. Because I want to know when something's happening. And yes, it gets extremely annoying during when there's severe weather in the area. But now I'm aware of it, right? So I got a tweet. It said something about, yes, that means we'll only get some minor precipitation. I was like, what? Well, they issued a tornado watch in some extreme portions of southern Minnesota, mostly west of where we are at, or east of where we're at. And then everything else was most of Iowa. So now you're sitting here like, okay, everyone said, everything has indicated as we are not having, or so now I'm like, did I really predict better than the National Weather Service? That sounds like a good clickbait title, doesn't it? So, now comes the question, am I actually better than I think I am? I doubt it. I really do not believe that I am better than National Weather Service at predicting weather. But there's been several times I'm like, what are they seeing? And I'm seeing something different. And it seems to be I've been right lately. And I don't have any proof, so I should start blogging that stuff, right? For some sort of recorded proof. At least it would help. So, that's all I really had was I'm questioning how accurate the National Weather Service is some days. Maybe I need to, I'm following one guy on Facebook. Maybe I need to start doing that and then start rubbing in it's not even really him that does that, so I guess I shouldn't rub it in his face. It's really the Storm Prediction Center that does that. Anyway, that is what I have for today. So I'm going to eat my little snack before my daughter's volleyball game, and I will talk to you next time. Until then, this is Weather Mike, otherwise known as WX0MIK, and I will see you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.